Just imagine your favorite movie and imagine the hero of the movie. Imagine halfway through, the hero stopped what he was doing or she was doing and decides just to watch movies and go on social media for hours and hours and days and days. Instead of doing their hero's mission, they're locked away scrolling on their phone. How ridiculous would that be? Would they be a hero? Would they get results? You're a hero in your own journey. Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, the magical podcast to feel that joy in your heart, to smile big, to feel that you've already attained everything you want right now. Ah, yes, and feeling that life is looking after you and things are coming your way and everything's getting better and better and better with each breath. Let's just breathe it in, breathe in your success. Ah, breathe out success, sending out that good energy all around you. Let's just take three nice deep breaths and breathe in that good vibration, that good successful energy. Filling up your heart, feeling relaxed and inspired. Isn't that great? Isn't it the best? Just keep breathing in the good feelings. So I wanted to give you a little update about my experiment with not wasting my time on the internet, not consuming any nonsense, any movies, any entertainment, nothing, right? News. So I did really, really well for about a week, week and a half. Then I cracked. That's what happened, I'm being honest. But now I'm back in the game again. And I'm just sharing this with you because... Well, for a start, there's nothing better than a public confession, is there really? Just as a little tip, like if you ever want to do something, if you talk about it publicly, it will hold you accountable to a higher level than otherwise. No one knows about it. So it was great. I'm bringing this up partly for my own well-being, but also to help you because... I was talking to one of my clients this morning and she was saying how she's negatively affected by the internet as well. And so many other people, right? I mean, I hear this all the time. Many of my students, they tell me, oh my God, I'm spending hours on social media. What the hell's wrong with me? I'm wasting my life. It's a huge problem, right? So I gave it up. I felt incredible. And then I was reading a book about marketing and story marketing and stuff like this. And there was an example given about the Hunger Games and about various movies and stuff like this. And I was like, all right, I'm going to watch a movie. Because I've been working so hard. I've been doing all this stuff. So I ended up watching a movie. And, you know, it's like empty calories. It was fun. It's great. But what has it done for me now? Nothing. And then I started justifying, oh, I'll watch a couple of YouTube shorts in between some other stuff I'm doing. And it seems almost neurotic talking about this stuff in a way. Oh, what does it matter if you watch a couple of shorts? What does it matter if you watch a movie? End of the day, it doesn't matter that much. But what I noticed is that compared to not doing it at all, it was lowering the vibration. And not only that, it was distracting me from better ways of entertaining. You know, it's better to spend time with people that we love, to do projects that we love, to go into nature if it's nice and nice outside, to do other stuff, right? So the issue here, and the reason this is important for our manifestation, is because everything we do has an energy frequency. And the internet, unfortunately, is full of a lot of negative stuff. It's not all negative, obviously, but it's a lot of a negative and random, wasteful, crazy stuff that's not good for us getting what we want in our lives. And so that's why it's a problem. Is a movie here and there going to kill us? Of course not. You know, if you want to watch movies, you want to do whatever you want, fair enough. I think the key thing is to be very, very conscious about what it is that we're consuming, to consume the best stuff, and to not just randomly, mindfully do stuff that takes a lot of our time and energy and pulls us away from what we want to do. So what I learned from that is how easy it is for a start to get caught up in all this stuff, because it's always there. That's why I have my internet locked away in the box most of the time, so that I haven't even got the option to go online. Then I get all my high level work done, my meditation, go out, do all this stuff, spend time with people, do everything, and then I go online and do the online stuff and then turn it off again. And that works really, really, really well for me. And that helps me be about 10 times more productive than I would be otherwise, feel better, and also manifest, you know, attract more success. So my solution to this is carry on putting things in the box. If you haven't already, I recommend getting one of those K-Safe things. You can get them on Amazon for about $40. And I'm not an affiliate for this company or anything like that. I just haven't found anything better. It's really useful. And then if you are going to spend time on random stuff, to do it consciously, you know, like to say, okay, I am going to consciously spend half an hour looking at random videos. You know, have a timer. I'm going to spend 30 minutes looking at random stuff on social. Fair enough. But put a limit on it so that it doesn't become 4 hours, 6 hours, you know, and then you think, well, what did I do? And then, why am I not manifesting what I want? It's because you spend 4 hours looking at other people doing stuff rather than doing it yourself. So to me, that's the big issue, is that heroes, you're the hero, right? You're the hero. You're manifesting a beautiful life. You are the hero. And what do heroes do? Heroes do stuff that makes their life better. They move their life forward. Imagine there's a hero in a movie and they've got this mission on their hands, right? And they've got to do hard stuff and they've got to like transform themselves and do the inner work. And instead of doing that, they say, you know what, let me just check my phone, right? And they're sitting there looking at TikTok videos, looking at random. Can you imagine? Imagine watching a movie, right? And midway through, the hero's got to do all this hard stuff. Imagine like a Mission Impossible movie or something like that. And Tom Cruise is like, you know what? Just give me a moment. I just got to check this stuff out. And he's just sitting there, scrolling through his feed. You know, I'm not gonna do it. And people are phoning him up. Hey, what's going on here? Oh, you know, I'm just checking out this video. I've got to watch this series. Can you imagine how absurd it would be? Just think of any movie that you've seen that you find inspiring. And imagine that midway through, they just stop what they're doing and start watching loads of films and TikTok and videos. And they just give up. And they just say, you know what, I'll get to this tomorrow. I'll get to this next week once I've done all this other stuff. How ridiculous would that be? Would they be a hero? Would they get results? You're a hero in your own journey. You're the hero in your own journey. And so when we imagine ourselves as the hero, which we are, you are the hero. And there's going to be all sorts of things. What it is, if you look at it from a philosophical or archetypal perspective, what the distractions actually are is challenges, temptations for the hero on the journey. It's like the sirens who call the sailors to their death in the Greek ethics, jumping off the ship, getting getting killed. This is basically what we're dealing with, is we have our own life to work on and to enjoy. And there are all these beautiful sirens singing their beautiful songs, saying, "Ooh, you don't need to do that. You should come over here." We just jump off and to our peril, right? Doesn't happen right away. But so many people are not living their life because they're living out their life through somebody else. And I think the danger is that our own life seems boring, even if it's cool life, compared to like Mission Impossible type of movies or, you know, whatever, right? It's the highlight reels. It's not even real. The amount of times that I've been to Hawaii, right? I used to live there for years and I go back and forth all the time. So I'm sitting on the beach, enjoying myself, no cell phone, just enjoying myself, just doing my practices, going for a swim, you know, talking to people, whatever. And there's someone nearby, normally younger people, getting the perfect shot. And they're sitting there, they're doing it for hours. And I'm not joking. Like, they take the picture, take another picture, look at the picture, go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But they're not like swimming. They're not doing anything. They're just taking pictures for hours and hours and hours. What are they going to do? Post them on Instagram. And then they're going to show other people that they were supposedly having the best day ever on the beach, when in actual fact, they were just taking pictures of themselves. At least, I suppose, though, at least they were taking pictures. But the problem is, other people think that they were having the best life ever, and they're vicariously living through those photographs of someone who was taking pictures on a beach, not actually really enjoying themselves on the beach. Do you see how warped this whole thing is? That if we're living out our life through the images of someone else who wasn't actually even living out their life, pretending to be, we're like three steps removed from being alive. Do you see how weird that is? So if we just turn it all off and live our life directly, then we can feel great, and we can have a wonderful life, and we can enjoy ourselves, can't we? So that's my update personally, and I'm sharing this to hopefully inspire you, because you're the hero on your journey. It's not about me, this is about you. Like, what do you feel you want for yourself? What's the right amount of entertainment and random stuff? We all need entertainment, right? Nothing wrong with that. But what's the best entertainment for you? What's the right dose? What's the ideal dose? We need a dose of different medicines in our life. We need happiness dose, we need peace dose, we need entertainment to some degree, we need people to some degree. If you have too much people, it gets stressful. If you don't have enough people, then you feel lonely. We eat too much, then we get sick, get fat. We don't eat enough, then we feel we're low energy, right? There's a certain dose of everything. What is the ideal dose for you? I'd love to know what you think. You know, I need to figure out a way of us connecting a little bit more, because I feel like I'm talking to you all the time in these podcasts, but you can't talk back. So I may figure out a way of... If you like the podcast, I appreciate your reviews, and you can tell me how you're doing there. But actually, let's figure out another way so that we can... Because I like receiving feedback, you know, otherwise it feels like a bit of a one-way conversation. Anyway, hope you're doing great. Thought I'd just share this update. Keep up the manifestation practices, enjoy smiling, being happy, staying happy. Lots of love. Talk to you soon. Thanks for being here.